Protection for children from violence already exists in international law. It's covered in the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Nonetheless, a recent study cited by World Health Organization, or WHO, indicated that up to 1 billion children experienced violence in 2015, physical, sexual, or psychological. That's one in every two children. WHO's Dr. Alex Butchart said that the problem is vast but unappreciated.
In referring to violence against children, we're talking about the kinds of violence that affect children most frequently in all countries. And this is interpersonal violence, not war, not collective violence, but interpersonal violence.
Out of all those affected, one in four are victims of physical abuse, and one in five girls have experienced sexual abuse. In some parts of the world, murder is also the leading cause of death among teenagers. Exposure to violence at an early age can impair brain development and lead to lifelong physical and mental consequences, which are a drain on public resources. Hence the call for a new approach unveiled by WHO along with nine other UN agencies and partners. Just as important is the wish to support the Sustainable Development Goals and their call to eliminate abuse and violence against children. Here's Dr. Alex Butchart again.
Exposure to violence in childhood can lead to and leads very significantly to increases in alcohol and drug abuse, smoking and unsafe sex, for instance, having multiple sex partners. All of which puts these children at much greater risk later on of developing stroke, cancer, diabetes, liver disease, HIV/AIDS, and so forth.
The aim of the new WHO-led strategy is to encourage authorities and communities to take inspiration from tried and tested measures already in place around the world. Some of the policies offer legal solutions to preventing violence against children, such as tougher firearms controls in South Africa. This is estimated to have saved thousands of young lives. Other initiatives are more creative, like those promoting practical parenting in Kenya, Liberia, and Myanmar. In Zambia too, a new low-cost counselling strategy has been shown to reduce trauma symptoms in child victims of violence up to four times more than standard methods. Being able to demonstrate such savings is going to be crucial, WHO says, if its ambitious violence-cutting strategy is to be implemented across health, social welfare, finance and justice sectors in countries rich and poor. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.